Hello and welcome
to Two Guys at Two.
I'm Big D.
And I am Stretch.
First off, we'd like to apologize because we had a kind of a long layoff.
We've been off for a while, but you know what? We're busy with work and we got to pay our bills.
Until they accept us on Sirius Radio, well, we got to keep working.
Yep, and we'll make it big once we get there. But for right now, we're doing it one step at a time,
just
guys.
Bear with us and well, you'll hear from us. Yeah, now, of course, you can find us on our personal Facebook. I'm Donald Vargas.
I'm Jesus B. Puentes.
You can also get us on twoguysat2@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter.
On iTunes.
iTunes. What else are we on?
Spreaker.
We're everywhere.
On Spreaker. And, of course, we'd like to welcome in our main man, our pimp, our tech.
Our shit brain.
Mr. B.
Good to be back. How you doing, Mr. B?
Any shout-outs?
Shout-outs to Mr. Ken, our favorite white guy, our engineer at work.
Shout-outs to all you Denver fans out there.
Bastards.
Who I hate very much. I don't like Denver. But congrats, guys.
Yes, you won.
Today is our topic. It's our Sports Talk Monday. And, well, you guys, a lot of people should know, Denver Broncos won the Super Bowl.
Yup, unfortunately, offense didn't do shit. But it was all defense.
Defense
carried them through the whole damn season.
You guys did it without Peyton Manning.
And through the playoffs. So it wouldn't matter if he retired anyway.
You guys could have done it with Brock.
Could have done it with Gary Kubiak, the coach.
So, congrats to the Broncos, which I don't like to admit to, but congrats to you guys. This is your guys' year, so enjoy it, because next year it won't be yours.
You know, I'm kind of surprised, though, that Cam Newton played the way he did. I thought he'd be a lot more active against that team.
I was thinking 2 weeks might have been too long for him. It shut down his fire.
Yeah, because he's a lot faster than those linebackers.
Yeah, he looked scared. He looked scared and timid yesterday.
He just didn't have it. Went on his game.
But both defenses did pretty good.
Yeah.
They were both on fire, except just the Broncos did a little bit more, and that's what won the game.
Yo, defense won the game for that stupid-ass team.
Yup.
Okay, that's enough for talking about that nauseating fucking game.
We'll talk shit about the Broncos on Talk Shit Thursdays.
Nauseating game. Now, let's get back to the UFC.
Let's get down to some important stuff.
Yo, there's a badass UFC fight on this past Saturday. Johnny Hendricks and...
Who's it?
It was Wonder Boy Johnson.
Oh. So, how'd you like the fight? Was it good? I missed out on that one. I didn't get to see it.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. This is for Talk Monday. This is what we're supposed to talk about.
It was
the updates.
It was a badass fight. I mean, Hendricks came into the game. I mean, he was lean. He was ready.
Hendricks.
Yeah, Johnny Hendricks.
Didn't he fight with GSP? And he beat GSP.
He beat GSP, yo.
They gave it to GSP.
Yo.
Is that the fight?
Yeah. Heck yeah. This dude, he went in there. I mean, he was on his game. But Wonderboy Johnson just kicked his ass, man.
What are you just doing?
Just kicks. I mean, he's just like Holly, the way Holly fights. How he keeps her opponent away with a kick.
Staying distance and then kicking.
Yeah.
It works.
Yep, it worked. I mean, he kicked his ass with the kicks. I mean, he was getting kicked hard.
What? How long did the fight go? Was it unanimous?
No. No.
It was only one round.
Was it one round?
I think it was.
Yeah, it was one round.
Yeah.
So he took out Hendricks in the first round?
Yeah, I think it was a grounded pound and he submitted him. And the referee stopped it.
Mm.
He didn't want to see Hendricks get his ass kicked even more.
Damn.
The reason why I remember that was that because I was thinking about the Holly and Rousey fight.
Yeah.
But the only difference was because the fighting was the same, right?
Like
kicking and all that.
Yeah,
it wasn't as long as that fight. So it was only one round.
Yo. Damn. It was a good fight. And the other one on that card, too, was a guy from here. His name was Ray Borg.
Mm.
But
did he get his ass whooping? Or?
Yeah, he went against Scott Johnson or Johnson, Johnson, something like that.
A white dude, huh?
Yeah, and that guy kicked his ass.
Damn.
That went all three rounds, and it was Scott's round, fight.
Shit.
He kicked his ass.
Did he get knocked out, or did he go?
No, it went through the decision.
Oh, shit. So he lost.
Decision.
So, was there another guy from Albuquerque?
Las Cruces.
Oh, Las Cruces.
Yeah, Benavidez. he actually won. He went through the decision through all three rounds, and he got a decision. That was a good fight. That was a good fight.
Was that the what was the best fight of the night? You tell me, Big D. I missed out, so you got to tell me who were the good fights.
I'd say the Ray Borg fight was pretty good. I mean, besides seeing the poor Ray Borg get his ass kicked.
Is there a lot of blood?
Yeah, they were hidden. They were throwing punches at hidden.
I like blood.
And the other fight, there was two giant slabs of meat, the heavyweights. And those ones were added, man.
Was it that country, big country or something like that?
Yeah, Nelson fought. That one was a good fight. That was a very good fight.
Oh, snap.
He ended up winning. They were hitting each other hard, man.
Those dudes, they might be slow, but they were freaking dope. When one punch lands, it hurts.
Oh, yes, sir.
Especially I don't want to get punched by one of those dudes. Stay away from those punches.
Those big bastards were, oh, man, dude. That was crazy.
They're going at it pretty hard.
Nelson won that one.
Damn. So the main event was Hendricks and what was the other guy's name?
Wonderboy Johnson.
Wonderboy Johnson.
Yeah.
Did you happen to see that fight too, Mr. B? No, I saw it off and on at Slate Street.
Oh, yeah. No, it was your birthday over the weekend.
Yes.
Little shout out to Mr. B since he's right here. Happy birthday,
thank
Mr.
you, thank
B.
you.
Happy birthday, Mr. B.
I saw your birthday cake. It's the Niners. I love it. It's nice. I'm a Niner fan.
Yes,
that's
sir.
My squad. That's what pisses me off more is that the Broncos won in our stadium.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In our our new stadium. It's only our second year, and they...
I mean, didn't they have a winning season in there yet?
They took that spotlight from us. I blame Jed York and Trent Baalke for getting rid of Jim Harbaugh. We should have been winning the Super Bowl this year.
Or at least up there contending with it.
Yeah, at least make it to the Final Four, but... It is what it is. Yo. So
how old are we, Mr. B? Are we 21?
We're 22.
Just over 21.
Just 22 and a half. I celebrate my birthday every half year.
It's almost like leap year, serves 7 and a half years.
You were born on leap year? Is that what it was?
Yes, sir.
So you're really like 21.
Yeah, going backwards.
We went to my wife and family took me out to Texas Roadhouse.
Oh,
and
nice.
Put you on the saddle.
Which, yeah. And then on the saddle?
Yeah.
What do you mean they put you on the saddle? Yeah.
In front of everybody. Then they
they sing happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
What?
Yeah. So they did that, and then the lady said, "We're celebrating Brian's sweet 16th birthday."
Oh. Yeah, he said, "Didn't say your age." I'm like, thank you. I'll take 16. Yeah. That's fine.
That's my cup size.
Yeah. So you had a good time, Mr. B?
It was a good time, yeah. So the only sports was this weekend was just the Super Bowl and just the off and on the UFC fight. So that was showing at the Slate Street at the pool hall.
Oh, nice. Yeah, nice.
Oh, what about the NBA right now? I know the Golden State Warriors are on fire right now.
There ain't nobody going to beat them. I don't see anybody. If they keep playing the way they are.
Yeah.
It might be their year again, back-to-back, but...
They tore up everybody. I mean, all the good teams that are playing, they just beat Thunder. They beat my team by 30 points with the Spurs.
The Spurs.
They beat Cavaliers. The Spurs.
That's one thing I didn't expect. I didn't expect them to hand it to the Spurs the way they did. I thought, 5-10 points the most. But 30?
Like, no.
What the hell's going on?
They beat the Cavaliers.
Popovich.
Yeah, they beat Cavaliers. Well, that's just a good team, dude.
Yeah, they're on fire, all of them. Five players and starters are on fire. So they might be champions again.
I think so.
They try and every team does something different to try and do defensively, but they can't handle.
No, they can't handle the shooters, dude. Shooters.
They just get outscored by 30 points.
Klay Thompson, freaking Stephon Curry. Then Iguodala coming off the bench. And he's a damn good scorer, too.
Yeah, it's like they're Ginobili.
He chooses to be off the bench, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't want to start.
No, really? he wants to be off the bench.
Oh, wow. He wants to be off the bench.
And that dude, when he comes in, dude, he really supplies it for it.
Yeah.
And there's three games when the freaking Warriors are winning by 30 points that Stephon Curry sat out the whole fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And they still won by that much.
They don't need him to play the fourth quarter. They have him relax.
Son of a bitches.
You could say, like, Curry does the... motivation by shooting a few threes,
making
the team up, and then Iguodala, he does the same thing coming off the bench. Just
The spark, man, just keep it up.
They kind of remind me of the Phoenix Suns when they had Steve Nash, Rajon Bell, D'All, who's the other guy, Stoudemire. Well, for that time being, I remember those guys are a 3-point shooting team. and they were killing it, and they took out my Lakers that year, I remember.
Yeah, I think the Spurs beat them.
I think, who did they lose? I can't remember who they won, who they beat that year, but I remember the Lakers were up 3-1.
Yeah, because I think the Spurs beat them that year. As a matter of fact, I think that was when Robert Horry freaking body slammed Steve Nash on the sidelines.
I can't remember that. Did Steve Nash get his nose busted or something?
Yeah.
I think, I remember something like that.
Yeah, yeah. That was in the playoffs, and I think it was Stoudemire that came off the bench, and he got suspended for the next game, and that was a crucial game because that's what ended up closing it out.
Damn.
Was it San Antonio closed it out the next game?
Yeah, I remember that year because my Lakers were up 3-1 in the series in the playoffs. All they had to do was win one more game, and they couldn't do it. They lost all of them after that, and they got taken out. But I remember that series because Kobe hit a game-winning shot against, what's his name? I think it was Rajon Bell. I hated that dude. I hated him with passion. I hate Phoenix Suns. I hate those guys, but I remember Kobe shot over Rajon Bell and they won the game. But yeah, they ended up losing the series anyway. After that, all they needed was one more game, but they blew it after that.
Dude. Yeah, that they were good, but they weren't as good as the fucking Golden State is now, dude. There's no way they can compete with them. This team now, the way it is, it's just a special team, dude. It just is. The only way they're going to lose is if they lose, you know, they shoot themselves. Yeah. Yeah,
they beat themselves. That's the only way they'll lose.
And then also, what else? The UFC, oh, yeah, freaking John Jones and DC's fighting in freaking April 25th. They finally said it.
John Bones Jones.
Back to the UFC, sorry.
Who likes John Bones Jones? Anybody here in Albuquerque a John Bones Jones fan?
So, yeah.
I got to meet the guy. He was pretty cool. He's a real nice guy. He didn't even think twice or anything to give me a hug. I asked him for a hug, and right away he's like, yeah, come here, I give all my fans hugs. And he gave me a hug. He's a real cool guy. I like him.
Yep, he's fighting on April 25th. And then you got Ronda. She's set for the rematch, whoever wins between Holly and Miesha Tate in November.
Oh, she's going to fight either
one? Yeah, whoever's going to win between Miesha Tate and Holly, she's set in November. And so, I think...
So, who's are they going to be their own headline, or are they going to be under McGregor?
Well, we don't know. It depends on what McGregor. McGregor, that dude's a badass, dude. He had the MMA awards, and they gave him an award. And he was just calling out everybody. He even talked shit about the heavyweight class, everybody, dude.
He wants beef with everybody.
Oh, that dude is awesome.
And the thing is, he called out the Brazilian heavyweight champion. I think he has a thing for Brazilians.
Yeah, Fabricio Redeem. Well, I mean, think about it. He was going against Cain Velasquez. Cain Velasquez gets hurt. Well, he gets hurt after the drop of a dime anyway.
Yeah, he gets hurt
and
a lot.
Then freaking Fabricio Werdum, all he had to do was just fight the guy they brought in. He had no problem. But he has a hurt toe, and so he cut off his fight, so he wouldn't fight. That's why they had Johnny Hendricks, because it was supposed to be this past weekend. That's why they had the Hendricks fight, and you know it was just a regular fight for the fight night.
Damn.
And so he's like, what kind of a champion are you? If you're not even going to fight just because you have a hurt toe.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
That guy speaks the truth, Mr. McGregor.
Yes, this for Thursday, yes.
And McGregor, I give him a lot of props, too, because he actually predicts the fight, and whatever he says actually happens. So he's pretty smart when it comes to fighting. He knows what he sees.
Yo,
so he's a tough guy. I like McGregor.
I think he's going to, I think he's going to beat Dos Anjos. I don't know if it's going to be a first-round knockout, but I think he's going to beat him.
To me personally, I like McGregor, but I want to see these two guys go at it hard. Because I know Dos Anjos wants to get him back for, what's his name? Who's the other guy? Jose Aldo. He's going to do it for Brazil, watch. But McGregor had a lot of shit to say to Dos Anjos.
I don't know, I mean, freaking, you look at him, and Dos Anjos is supposed to be in a bigger weight class. But when they're standing, you know, did their freaking handshake, whatever.
Press conference.
Freaking McGregor's bigger than he is, dude.
That's crazy.
He's bigger than Dos Anjos, man.
He fights at a lower weight class.
That's why he looked like shit when he went to go weigh in.
Damn.
But now he looks freaking almost healthy.
So that's
almost healthy.
When he goes weighs in.
That's the UFC fight. So McGregor, Dos Anjos. That's the first fight coming up.
Yeah. Then the Holly. No, actually, Jones is fighting in April.
So that's the first. Which is the next pay per view coming up? Is it those guys?
It's going to be them.
McGregor and
it's going to be Jones.
Oh, Jones.
Jones of DC is going to be on a pay per view. Oh, you have to.
So those
you gotta
guys
put those pay per view.
So those are the upcoming fights. So McGregor, Dos Anjos,
and then I think in May is when the. In July was it? When the fuck is it? April 2, right?
Which one?
McGregor and
I'm not sure. I thought it was next month. That's what I was thinking.
In March, Yeah, it is. So I'm sorry.
I was thinking March. So this month was supposed to be Kane and Werdum, but that fight got canceled. And then now the next coming up fights is McGregor Dos Anjos.
And Holly Holm and Misha Tate.
Those would be some good fights.
And then in April is John Jones and DC.
The return of John Bones Jones.
And the winner of that one, hopefully, is going to get a freaking Rumble Johnson. And Rumble Johnson, I'm really a big fan of his because he hits fucking hard.
He's a mean dude.
And I want to see what he can do. Well, I don't think he'll beat Jones, but I want to see if he can at least give him a little kick.
A run for his title.
Yeah, fucking, you know, just hit him hard. See what Jones can take it, man.
That's pretty cool. So they got some UFC fights there.
Yo.
And another one, too, boxing. Canelo. He's the biggest wimp out there right now, next to Danny Garcia and Amir Khan, the guy he's fighting. It's funny because Canelo is a 160 fighter, and he's having Amir Khan jump up a weight class to 154, but it's actually
155.
Yeah, he's doing a catchweight of 155, so he's just 1 pound above the junior middleweight.
And Khan is a 147 fighter, man.
Canelo should be able to knock this guy out in the first round or at least the first three rounds. And if he doesn't, he is a failure.
He's a failure anyway.
He's
a failure just for calling out Khan. Even, you know, signing the contract for this fight.
They kept that on the low. They didn't even tell nobody that they were in negotiations. Who Canelo should be fighting is Golovkin. Golovkin's his mandatory fight, but he's taking easy fights. Yo. He's trying to avoid Golovkin any way he can. And Golovkin is just waiting on him.
Gennady Golovkin, I hope he just murders him, dude.
The thing is, Canelo, I don't know if he wants to lose, but if he wins, he has a mandatory fight with Golovkin.
He has to fight him next.
He has to fight him. If he doesn't, well, we already know he's a
piss. Either that or lose his belt.
Nope, but he has to vacate it, give it up, or take the fight. But that's the upcoming boxing for you boxing fans out there.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's a retarded
fight. I'm surprised
fight.
We were talking about that. Yeah.
And there's Pacquiao Bradley too. That's another even worse. That's another retarded fight. Those guys already fought. Pacquiao already won the first two fights. It's just the first fight was called for Bradley for who knows why.
It was terrible.
But Pacquiao won those fights. There's no need for part three. We already know who won the first two. And then who are the other fights coming up? I know there's a lot of wimps out there, like Danny Garcia, just picking his fights, not fighting the real champions out there. He needs to fight Keith Thurman. Who the other guy is about? Bradley. Timothy Bradley could fight him. There's Brooks. There's who else is out there?
Yeah, but they're not going to fight him. Kell Brooks is fighting somebody else. He has a mandatory fight with somebody else.
Now, Kell Brooks wants to fight Amir Khan so they can see who can rep Great Britain.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen.
I think UFC is probably the more exciting fights if you want to see them, because they're actually getting fights that you want to see.
For the time being, that is it. UFC is the thing you want to watch right now.
All right on.
And that's pretty much it. It's like, I don't think there's anything else there that's very important to talk about.
No.
Well, the thing you mentioned about being the champion, holding the belt, keeping the belt, whatnot, do you think it's up to the champion with the belt to seek out the fights, or do you think
it's the champion?
Well, that's who's seeking the fights.
Or do you think it should be the other people? Like, I want the belt.
Promoter.
The promoter.
Yeah, whoever's promoting them should have mandatory fights. They shouldn't let them pick. Whoever's next in line is who they fight next. It's not. No one pick the number 10 fighter.
Yeah, that's.
It's like, no, you fight the top three. Don't back up and fight number 10.
That's what freaking Dana White fights. Dana White's actually, you know, some of it, it's kind of bullshit fights that he puts in. But a lot of the time, he fights like the number 7 fights the number 8 fighter, or the number 4 fights the number 9 fighter, and, you know, for so on. Because a lot of the times they're not. The number 9 fighter ends up kicking the fourth, you know, the number 4's ass. And so that helps them out. So, you know, he always stays within. They're always ranked whoever he's going to fight, whoever he sets up his fights. There's always ranked in the top 10.
Whoever's the number 1 contender gets the title shot. So.
Yeah, well, that's kind of fucked up with Misha Tate, but, I mean, it worked out for Holly Holm because she was the number 1 contender.
Yeah, she's number 8.
She was number 8 or 9.
She was low. She was ranked low, and she gave it to Ronda. It was a good fight.
Yeah, and she's still not number 1. Number 1 contender is still Misha Tate.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that's who they're fighting now. So I think the UFC is different from boxing. Boxing is kind of a...
Right now, it's more money.
Yeah, it's all bullshit kind of thing. It's
more money and popularity than actually fighting for legacy. They're not fighting for legacy no more. They fight for popularity and money, and that's Mayweather. Mayweather, the biggest pussy in boxing.
We don't need to talk about him. We don't even give his name a shout out, dude.
Yeah.
We don't need to talk about him.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve to be.
Fuck him. We don't need to talk about him. Yeah, we shouldn't even mention his name.
His last fight. Oh, my God.
UFC, dude. UFC is it right now. The UFC is the one to watch now, man, because there's more exciting fights on that one.
Yeah, boxing's slow right now.
Yeah. There's more blood. I mean, they're actually freaking beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah, boxing's slow right now. UFC's coming up.
Yeah. We're right on. Well, thank you for bearing with us, and thank you for hanging with us.
And we'll try to keep up with our shows. Sorry for the inconvenience of not making our podcast lately, but follow us. Listen to us.
I'm Big D.
And I'm Stretch.
And Mr. B is on behind the mic.
Hear us again next time, Two Guys at Two.
Have a good one.
Laters.